Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 14th of September of the year 2020, and on this day in 1752, Britain and the British Empire adopted the Gregorian calendar, which, hilariously enough, included no September 3rd to September the 13th. It just went from 1 to 14. And in 1741, on this date, George Friedrich Handel finished his Messiah oratorio after working on it non-stop for 23 days, immediately after which someone on Twitter said it was garbage and gave it a one-star Amazon review. Your guest today on the podcast is disgraced former Home Secretary and extremely loud minor royal recently adopted back into the British royal family, John Luke Roberts. Welcome back.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I found the thing about the Messiah getting that review on Twitter, it upset me quite a bit. I thought, well, that's not on. It's quite good.
Yes, well, you should probably do a YouTube video reacting to the review, and then someone can do a reaction to your reaction, and then more content can be generated to feed the ever-hungry god of content.
Fantastic. It's tricky, though. Obviously, there are things I can and can't do as a royal. I've got to stay within the family limits.
And what are those limits? Because it's surprising the things you are allowed to get away with.
Yes, it is. There's lots of things I am allowed to do, which you would maybe be surprised about, but I'm not allowed a logo. Not allowed my own logo, sadly.
Coat of arms, yes. Logo, no.
No, anything's fine except for the logo is no go, as as the Queen's private secretary said to me. That was very funny, actually. We laughed about that.
Well, coming up today, you'll be telling us all the latest in podcast news. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, Novak Djokovic will be officially live-streaming a retributive punch to the throat in order to redeem his public image and tennisman's honour after accidentally throat-balling an innocent lines person in a moment of pique. People love retributive justice, says Djokovic, and despite protests from the lines person involved that she doesn't want to punch Novak Djokovic in the throat, he will be paying her to retribute, according to the Code of Hammurabi, in that eye for an eye kind of way, to even the scales of justice, and so that his heart, when weighed by Anubis, will be lighter than a feather. I realise that's two different sets of mythology, but Djokovic is determined to continue with his plan. Do you feel like that evens up the scales, John Luke? Punch to the throat?
Well, I did find it interesting you said that he accidentally hit it into her throat. I could see purpose in his eyes while he swung. So I think maybe he needs a couple of punches to make up for the deliberate. It's also interesting you said that she didn't want to punch Djokovic in the throat. I thought everybody wanted to punch. elite sportsman in the throat as a sort of, why you? How dare you have been given this power and strength? Let me take something from you as you have taken some dignity from me.
Well, she must be an outstanding person or a normal human being. And backlash after controversy about gender reveal parties following the massive Californian fires, as unnecessary party inventor Gerund Mainly Hotskills reveals his new pre-party party invention with the gender reveal party, which is whether you reveal whether you will or will not reveal the gender of your baby with a party. The gender reveal party is still in testing, but scientists close to the project have said it will involve a combination of skywriting, 6 cups, 4 of which are poisoned, and a test tube strapped to a Tesla pig with the antidote in it. Sounds like a fun time, John Luke. Have you had a party like that?
Actually, in the royal family, yeah, that's one of our secret rituals. It's not to do with gender reveal, but I'm going to have to get some legal people on that. That's not really meant to have entered the public domain.
I mean, that sounds like a party I would love to be invited to.
Well, all you need to do is become a royal, and I'll tell you, it's easier than you think.
And after petitioning the Premier of New South Wales, that's New South Wales in Australia, schools will be allowed to have their end of high school formal dance with appropriate COVID rules in place, including outdoor dance floors and social distancing. What is the point of a school formal if it doesn't lead directly to regrettable teen pregnancies? The only reason for an end of anything party is for all of the people who have barely been restraining their lust for each other due to professionalism or whatever, can fling themselves at each other in a carpe diem, I'll never see you again, before we die, let me just say frenzy, as though phone numbers don't exist.
I do like the idea of leave 2 metres for Jesus.
I mean, he's put on weight in lockdown, haven't we all? That's all the time we have for the stories we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because what else are you going to do with your attention? If you host an unpopular true crime podcast and need content that really zings, why not try committing a true crime and leaving a trail of hints in your show? Either you'll be found out and become famous, or it'll be the best place to hide the evidence, since nobody will ever listen. It's a deeply oversaturated market. It's tough to be opposition leader in Russia. If you fall ill in political opposition, you can fall ill the way out of a window. If only Alexei Navalny had drunk half a glass of water instead of consuming a nerve agent, he might have avoided the terrible dangers of being in political opposition in a country ruled by an ex-KGB thug who's allergic to shirts.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Last Post.
Top story today, podcast news. John Luke Roberts, mm-hmm. What's happening in the world of podcasts right now?
Well, as you know, the Pod Awards are coming up soon. They're the peak of, they're the Oscars of podcast awards.
Or the Podskids, as they call them.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Or the OSC
pods. Do want to try and distance that because they're known as the OSC pods too. Yeah, it's hard to say pods awards. So they like to shorten it. Of course, formerly it was the pods awards, but due to a scandal, that was dissolved, and then the pods awards was put together with mainly, I will say, the same disgraced judges from the original awards. But the good news, as you know, you have been nominated as one of the possible winners of the main Best Podcast Award. So that's good news. And I've just got a list of the other nominees, so you can see what you're up against. You excited about being nominated?
I mean, I've never been nominated for anything, so I'm really excited, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great. There are 64 other contenders. So what have we got? There's Psy, the South Korean singer, rapper and songwriter. His podcast, Gangnam Opinions, that's up for them. They're pretty good there. He records opinions whenever he thinks of an opinion, and then he collates them together into half-hour episodes over a really quite funky beat. Then you're also up against My Brother, the ghost of Nikita Sergeyevich Khrushchev speaking through a child he's possessed, and me, which I love that one myself. Not to say that I don't think you should.
I mean, I think it's really, sorry, just to interrupt you, I think it's a really beautiful thing to see more ghost representation in podcasts because, as they say of ghosts,
oh, absolutely.
You can't be what you can't see.
and obviously the whole history of ghosts is tied to audio recording. You know, it's hearing the thing. There's a great podcast, actually, if you play it backwards, you just hear the devil talking about his favourite true crimes. That's not up for. That's not been nominated. That's not been nominated. That's the Adam Buxton podcast. then there's Gail Porter's Not Angry, Just Disappointed. That sort of speaks for itself. Some Chat While I Vacuum the Lounge. That's good if you can put up with the listening to all the vacuuming. There's Trams, Lambs and Scams. Jess Honk and Terry Barnes love three things, which are Trams, Lambs and Scams. And you're also up against Rugby, Rugby, Rugby. Oi, oi, oi. Rugby, oi, rugby, oi, rugby, 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 oi, 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 which is great. Surprisingly, tennis podcast. Yeah, so those are some of the ones. Actually, there's also, there's a pa-pa, 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 pa, which that's Jeb Pearl, who's 104 years old, and Grace Dean, who's 117. They take it in turns to sing their theme tune. They do go on quite a bit, those episodes, because they keep forgetting the words.
I mean, that's fair enough. Do they have the same theme song, or do they have each a different theme song?
Yeah, it's
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm sorry if I've cost you any PRS money there by singing that. But I'd just like to say good luck with it. I do hope that, I think you're in with a fighting chance, and the prize is really very exciting.
What is the prize?
You get to keep making a podcast. If you lose, then I think the idea is you'll feel a bit sort of ashamed and stop.
Oh, that's fair enough. I mean, that is, I've certainly stopped at every barrier I've come up against in my...
I haven't, you see, but at the moment I'm really considering it.
Well, that's all the time we have for your top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This letter in from Hank. Dear Alice and not Alice, that's you today, John Luke. You're not Alice.
Hooray.
You don't talk enough about Donald Trump on your satirical news podcast. Donald Trump is in the news a lot. Why is it that you ignore him? Sincerely, Hank. Thank you, Hank. Thank you for this letter. I feel like there is enough very good comedy by people who don't like Trump. That is a thing. Feels like it's very covered. I'm not hugely into the brand of comedy where you tell people their own ideas, but prettier, so they can look at themselves through a selfie mirror. And also, I think a solid proportion of his base are mainly supporting him out of a desire to annoy the people who hate him. So I'm not sure that I want to lean into that. And at this point, anyway, what am I changing? What am I doing? Not even footage of him defecating on an eagle wrapped in an American flag could convince his fans that it's anything but a deep fake, subtle QAnon plot to save them from 5G Wi-Fi abortions. John Luke, why don't you make jokes about Donald Trump?
I can't bear to watch him, so
me either. I have to read transcripts. It's so unbearable.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I really can't. I can't listen to him. I have to read what he said. I can't watch him. So I want to give less of my mind space over to Donald Trump, and most of my when I write jokes, I don't know what they're saying. If I had to write a joke to say something, I don't know where to begin.
Thank you. That's all the time we have for your letters to the editor. Remember, you too can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. If you're one of our listeners in the other dimension, a quick word now from your Alice Fraser.
Hi, listeners in my dimension. Do subscribe to our podcast feed. We're literally the only daily satirical news podcast set in an alternate dimension.
This dimension?
No, the other dimension. What's not to like? We might not do everything or indeed anything very well, but we do a lot of it. Tell your friends about us.
Your guest today on the podcast was John Luke Roberts. John, Luke, have you got anything to plug?
Go to my website, johnlukeroberts.co.uk, where you can buy two of my stand-up specials and some tea towels. All other future projects are, as of this moment, cancelled, so please do go there.
The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's alliterative. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life and free downloads of all of my specials above a certain level. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sidekick and hench thug, the iron fist to his velvet glove, is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.